Welcome to an all-new episode of one of the most real podcasts on the internet. Whether it's talking about controversial subjects, to thought-provoking topics, or amazing guest interviews, this is a life podcast. It's time to sit back, relax, and listen to the Cody Springer Show.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show. Today is September 1st, 2021. It is episode number 119. Hope everyone's doing good. It's been, about a week, I would say, a week and a half since I last did an episode of the Cody Springer Show. I'd like to apologize for not getting an episode out last week. I just had a lot going on, you know. As you guys know, you know, I'm a dad and stuff, and well, you know, with that comes a great deal of responsibility, and I don't have a lot of time for myself anymore, you know, because, well, I mean, as a parent, you know, you just never have time for yourself, you know, you have to constantly take care of your child, and well, especially with Jackson being 4 months, you know, and going to be 5 months and 6 months and, you know, here in the not so distant future, you know, I mean, it's going to be, quite the, the time, you know, putting in the hours and the days to get him to where we want him to be. You know, we want him to be healthy and for him to, have a great quality of life going forward, you know, because, I mean, these are the most important times in your kid's life, you know. How you raise them now and how you care for them now ultimately determines where they're going to be in the future. And, myself and his mother, my girlfriend, Crystal, our schedules changed drastically. She started a new full-time job. And I'm a stay-at-home dad, you know, and so she works during the day, and I'm with Jackson all day long, you know, I'm taking care of him by myself, changing him and feeding him and stuff like that, and it's been an adjustment, you know, it's definitely been an adjustment and everything like that, and when Crystal comes home, you know, I mean, she's tired, hurting, you know, she's on her feet all day long, you know, she works manufacturing job, so, I mean, if you work that kind of job, you may know how physically demanding it can be, so, I mean, she works 8 hours, it's been an adjustment for sure, but we're working through it, and, you know, she's giving me the time today to give you guys a new podcast, and I hope everyone's doing good, and I hope, you know, people down in Louisiana are safe, from the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. I saw the damage Hurricane Ida did online or on the news and on YouTube and stuff like that, and it looks like it was a fierce hurricane, and I heard there was one death, there was one fatality, so, you know, condolences go out to that person who died, and I hope no one else got killed, you know, as a result of the hurricane, and, you know, I feel bad for the city of New Orleans, you know, because they went through this once before with Hurricane Katrina. That was over a decade ago, and now here we are, you know, with Hurricane Ida, and, you know, it was just as devastating as Hurricane Katrina was, and, see, this is why I can't live down south, you know, because of the hurricanes, man. You know, if it's not Louisiana, it's Florida. You know, Florida gets hit all the time with hurricanes and tropical storms, and it's just like, fuck, You know, it's just crazy. You know, it's like these hurricanes can be dangerous, man, with the wind gusts going up to 170 mile an hour. Like, could you imagine that impact? 170 mile an hour winds. Like, I just couldn't even like fathom that, you know, and buildings and houses getting ripped apart, and it's far more devastating than a tornado. You know, that's the one thing we have to worry about here on the East Coast. You know, I mean, I live in Ohio, as some of you may know. You know, we have to deal with tornadoes, and sometimes tornadoes can be devastating, you know, destroy houses, kill people, and all that. But with hurricanes, man, like it's nothing compared to, or tornadoes are nothing compared to that, you know, with that type of damage. But like I said before, you know, I hope the people of Louisiana, New Orleans are safe, and hopefully they'll be able to recover after the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. And I know that the New Orleans Saints, you know, the NFL are directly affected, you know, because now they're faced with the reality of having to play their home games somewhere else. You know, and I mean, they have to play the Green Bay Packers coming up at the Jacksonville Jaguar Stadium. So, yeah, man, it's just gonna, you know, affect the city all around. But yeah, let's get into the podcast today, guys. Let's talk about the big fight from this past Sunday. We had Jake Paul, you know, who was coming off his last victory, his last fake victory against Ben Askren at the Trailer Fight Club back in April. Or was it April? No, I think no, it was I think it was June. Yeah, or I don't know. Anyways, so yeah, Jake Paul had his fake fight, you know, at the Trailer Fight Club against Ben Askren, and you know, Jake won by knockout. And so we go to his fight on Sunday against former UFC star Tyron Woodley, who is a former welterweight champion, I believe. And you know, this was the real test here. This was I would consider this to be Jake's actual first real fight, because I think his previous fights have been either fixed or they've been just, you know, against people he can easily beat, like Nate Robinson. But yeah, this was his actual first real fight, and you know, there was a lot of shit talking going into this. You know, Jake saying, "Oh, I'm gonna knock you out in rounds 2 and 3," and Tyron's like, "Oh, I'm gonna knock your ass out. I'm gonna knock you the fuck out in the second round." Well, that didn't happen for either one of them. So it went the distance. I went all 8 rounds, and you know, Jake, I will admit, he won the first couple rounds. And keep in mind, this was Tyron Woodley's professional boxing debut. He's never had a real boxing match before in his combat sports career. And you know, and for his first actual fight, you know, I would say Tyron Woodley looked pretty good in there. I think there was a couple of times during that fight that Tyron was just waiting for the right opportunity to go in for that KO punch, and it never came. You know, I just think he was a little too hesitant. You know, I think Tyron was just scared of getting caught, so to speak. But yeah, like Tyron got some good punches on Jake, man. You know, at one point he had Jake on the ropes, and I kind of feel like if the ropes hadn't been there to help Jake, you know, stand up, then I think he would have dropped, and I think the fight would probably have been over at that point. But yeah, man, I mean, and Jake knew going in that he was facing someone who had some real knockout power, and Tyron Woodley. But like I said, the fight went the full 8 rounds, and Jake Paul defeated Tyron Woodley by split decision. So yeah, I mean, it was a close fight, you know. I mean, Tyron won a couple rounds. You know, he definitely stepped it up in the middle of the fight. And yeah, man, it was a pretty close fight. You know, I mean, people are saying, "Oh, Jake won the fight," you know, unanimously. To me, it was pretty close. You know, I think they were pretty even. You know, I think they both had some, They've had some not so good moments, and they had some great moments from both of them. And this was coming from someone who does not respect Jake Paul, but I will admit, he did his thing. He did his thing out there. And then after the fight, a day later, Jake went to Twitter, and he was started trolling people, saying that he was retiring from boxing. And now that I got a lot of people that got people talking, at first I didn't know whether or not he was serious or if he was just trolling. I felt he was trolling at first because, he tweeted that he's coming out of retirement. So, and of course, Wikipedia, like whoever edits Wikipedia pages, they take everything to heart and they, put on his Wikipedia page that he retired from boxing. But no, Jake Paul did not retire. He was just trolling everybody because that's what Jake Paul does. He's a fucking troll. He's a clown. He's a fucking bitch too. But but the records will show that Jake Paul is still undefeated as a boxer, even though he hasn't fought a real boxer yet. Because that's the thing. People are not going to take Jake Paul seriously until he faces an actual boxer. He's facing either celebrities or former athletes that are trying to get into boxing like he is, or retired MMA fighters who are trying to transition into boxing. And I think Tyron Woodley was definitely his biggest challenge to date. I know Tyron Woodley wants a rematch against Jake for sure. And I don't know if that's gonna happen or not, I do think that they should do a rematch just to see if Jake, it was a fluke the first time around. Maybe Tyron had some, first fight jitters or whatever. Just to prove that he's better than Tyron Woodley. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm just waiting for the night that somebody, I don't care if it's a former MMA fighter turned boxer or if it's an actual boxer, I cannot wait for the night where someone knocks Jake the fuck out. Cold. I'm waiting for it to happen, dude. I know Dylan Danis wants to fight Jake Paul so bad, dude. He wants to knock Jake the fuck out, And who knows? He might be next in line. Yeah, we'll just have to see what's next for Jake, and and see if that rematch happens between him and Woodley. All right, let's talk about some NFL news. Cam Newton was released by the Patriots today. People are seem to be surprised by this move. That the Patriots would release Cam Newton and go with rookie Mac Jones at quarterback. I think people are giving Cam Newton way too much credit. I don't think Cam Newton is the same quarterback that he once was. I think that he hasn't been the same guy since he got hurt a couple seasons ago. And it's showing. His first season with the Patriots was a flop. And, I think it was just more of the same. And then, you had that former Patriots quarterback. I can't think of the guy's name, but he was saying that Cam Newton needs to stop listening to rap music, because apparently that's making him a bad quarterback. And I just thought to myself, I don't think it's the music he's listening to, but okay, and I kind of felt that was maybe like a backhanded racist comment in a way because, Cam Newton is black, and the rap music genre is primarily associated with black culture. So I kind of feel like, that was a backhanded racist comment, and I think that was fucked up, But Cam Newton, he's gone from the Patriots, and a lot of people are wondering where his next move it will be. Whether it's with the Cowboys, backing up Dak Prescott, or being the backup plan just in case Dak Prescott's not ready to go, or could he go to a team that needs quarterback help? Like the Giants, for example. If they don't have the confidence in Daniel Jones, then maybe Cam Newton comes in and helps him out, you know, with what he could do. Or, you know, does he accept a backup role? You know, does he accept a backup role and mentor as a young quarterback? In my opinion, I think Cam Newton is best suited for a backup position at this point. And I think the only way that he's going to start this season is if a quarterback goes down. You know, I think if a quarterback gets hurt, you know, and he's the best available. You know, I mean, if someone goes down, you know, let's say it's Jameis Winston of the Saints. You know, I mean, let's say he gets hurt first game of the year. You know, he tears his MCL or whatever. He's out for six weeks. You know, I mean, they have Taysom Hill, but maybe the Saints could bring in Cam Newton to start in Jameis Winston's absence. Not saying it's going to happen, but who knows? I think that's the only way Cam Newton's really going to be able to start a quarterback this year is if he, you know, goes to a team that has a hurt quarterback. But I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens. But I am looking forward to see what Mac Jones does with the Patriots going forward in his rookie season and starting. All right, let's go to some professional wrestling news. I'm a little late on this, I know, but I gotta talk about it. CM Punk has come out of retirement. He ended his wrestling retirement, and he signed with All Elite Wrestling, AEW, and Punk will be wrestling for them. I think he's going to be wrestling at their All Out pay-per-view coming up, and he's going to be facing Darby Allin one-on-one. And as far as what I think about Punk joining All Elite Wrestling, I don't know if CM Punk is a box office attraction anymore for professional wrestling. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, he left the company, he left WWE 6 years ago, right? You know, he left in 2014. And, you know, he stayed pretty adamant that he wasn't going to return to wrestling. You know, he hated wrestling. You know, he didn't have the passion for wrestling anymore. You know, he, joined up with UFC and it didn't go so well. You know, he got beat twice and then he did some acting stuff and, you know, I really think that's what CM Punk should be doing. You know, I don't know if a professional wrestling return really benefits CM Punk. You know, because he would have been fine if he just would have not returned to wrestling. I think if he just stayed in the acting stuff. And I think he's still going to be doing acting. But, you know, I kind of feel like had he not returned to professional wrestling, you know, I think that it would have benefited him. You know, I just don't think that him joining All Elite Wrestling is really a needle-moving move. You know, I don't think it benefits All Elite Wrestling all that much to have a guy like CM Punk on their roster. Now, don't get me wrong, he's a big name. You know, Punk is a big name. But I don't think he's a box office attraction anymore. You know what I mean? It's not like when Brock Lesnar returned to WWE years ago, you know, because when Lesnar came back to WWE, he was a box office attraction, you know, because he dominated the UFC. You know, he was the UFC heavyweight champion. You know, he was just a powerhouse in the UFC. So, I mean, he was popular, you know, he did big numbers for UFC on pay-per-view. But like for CM Punk, though, someone who had a failed MMA run to join up with a company that's not even 5 years old, I don't know if this move benefits them. You know, really, I don't know if it does. I mean, yeah, I mean, it created a big buzz. You know, they're gonna sell merch out the ass. You know, Punk's definitely gonna be pushing ratings, you know, and merch sales and all that. But I don't know if long term he is a going to be a box office hit for all Elite Wrestling, you know? Now, if CM Punk would if he would have returned to WWE, I feel like that would have made a bigger impact. Because, you know, people, you know, said, oh, Punk will never come back. You know, he'll never return to WWE, you know. But I think if he would have came back, it would have been huge news, you know. Because of all the things that Punk said, you know, in podcasts and interviews and, you know, all the bad blood, you know, if Punk would have came back to WWE, I think it would have made for a bigger story, for sure. But I don't know if him joining AEW is going to be a long-term selling point, you know, because AEW is getting caught up in that philosophy that they need X WWE stars. And that has proven to not work, you know, because TNA Wrestling did the same thing. You know, they brought in every ex-WWE name they can get their hands on. You know, they brought in Rob Van Dam, Jeff Hardy, you know, and it didn't work out. It didn't work. It didn't do shit for them. You know, and then of course, you know, now they're known as Impact Wrestling, and it seems like they have a concentrated effort on bringing in guys from the independents into into their company and having partnerships with All Elite Wrestling and other promotions. You know, I mean, I mean they're doing things differently. But I don't know if this move in particular is going to make much of a difference. No offense to CM Punk. I have the utmost respect for him as a performer and as a talent. But I don't know if this will make a difference or not. All right, let's go back to some NFL news. Deshaun Watson, his name's been brought up again, and he's been linked to a possible trade with the Miami Dolphins. Yes, the Dolphins have been named as a potential trade partner for Deshaun Watson. Now, apparently the Texans want 5 first-round draft picks for Deshaun Watson. You know, the Texans apparently are willing to trade him for 5 first-round draft picks. And I think that's just fucking insane. There isn't one player in the NFL that's worth 5 first-round draft picks. I don't give a fuck who it is. You know? I could see giving up 3, maybe 2 first-rounders for a caliber of a Deshaun Watson, for a guy like Aaron Rodgers, for a guy like Russell Wilson, you know, but 5 first rounders? No, I don't see the rationale in doing that. But as far as the Dolphins are concerned, the head coach, Brian Flores, was asked about this, and he has, you know, stuck to his guns that Tua Tagovailoa is their quarterback. Yeah, Tua Tagovailoa is their quarterback. He is the guy. So, yeah, we're going to have to see if the Dolphins stick to that and whether or not they will trade for Deshaun Watson despite all the legal issues that he's currently facing. All right, let's get into the last bit of news here. This is wrestling news. Adam Cole has left the WWE. He is currently a free agent. Adam Cole's contract actually originally was up in early August. It was up in early August, and but Cole, he agreed to a short contract extension so that way he could do TakeOver 36 and have his match with Kyle O'Reilly. However, Adam Cole, to this point, has not negotiated a new WWE contract, and the rumor is that he might be on his way to All Elite Wrestling. Now, Adam Cole, I think Adam Cole is a great talent. You know, he's someone who could be a big star one day in wrestling. You know, he kind of reminds me a lot of Shawn Michaels in a way. But there's a lot of talents that kind of remind me of Shawn Michaels. But Adam Cole, especially. You know, Adam Cole's done some great things in NXT. He's held every championship. You know, he's been a NXT North American Champion. I think he was the first ever NXT North American Champion. He was an NXT Tag Team Champion, NXT Champion, and yeah, man, he's done it all in NXT, man. And he had a couple matches on the main roster. You know, it was like that Survivor Series. You know, I think he had a match with Daniel Bryan one time, and Cole actually went over on Daniel Bryan. But yeah, I don't know what Adam Cole's future is going to be. You know, his girlfriend, fiance, Britt Baker, she's in AEW. So that might, you know, play into his decision to join up with AEW so he can be closer to her, you know, so that way they can travel together. And that makes sense, you know. However, I think if Cole wants to make big money, and if he wants to be a big star, then he needs to re-sign with WWE, man. You know, I think if Cole really wants to be a big star, you know, I think, you know, WWE is going to be the only option. Because think about it, man. If he goes to All Elite Wrestling, yeah, he'll get featured prominently probably for the first couple months that he's with them. But then he's probably going to get lost in the shuffle because look who's all there in AEW. You know, there's Kenny Omega, Christian Cage, CM Punk, Adam Page. You know, like MJF, Chris Jericho, you know, like it's going to be hard for AEW to feature all these big names because, hell, I'm hearing that, you know, Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson is going to be joining AEW as well, you know. So, I mean, names are going to get lost in the shuffle. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen in WWE as well, because it does. Guys get lost in the shuffle all the time in WWE, but I feel like if Cole was given a opportunity to show what he can do, then I think he would make it. I think he would make it because they don't have guys like him on their roster, you know, who can have great matches with just about anybody. There's only a handful of guys that they can have, or that they have right now, that can have great matches with just about anybody. You know, guys like AJ Styles and Seth Rollins, you know. Like, those are the only two talents off the top of my head that can do that. You know, and Roman Reigns, you know, when he's with the right person, yeah, he'll have a great match too. But yeah, I don't know if Adam Cole would benefit to go from leaving WWE to joining AEW. I personally don't see it. I could be wrong, you know. He could go there and could be the most over guy in the whole wrestling world. I don't know. But I feel like his bread and butter would be to stay with WWE. And, you know, with all the changes that's going on with NXT, you know, I mean, I've been hearing that Vince McMahon is going to be running NXT, apparently. You know, I mean, Triple H is going to be no longer in charge of NXT, and from a production standpoint, and that, you know, it's going to be Vince McMahon and Bruce Pritchard running things over in NXT. And I just feel like that's a mistake, because I kind of feel like Vince McMahon, at his age, should not be running three shows. You know, he shouldn't be at Raw, NXT, and SmackDown, and the occasional pay-per-view on Sundays. You know, it should not be happening. But that's what I'm hearing, so. Alrighty, guys, I think that will cover it. And just a quick note here. Big Figure J, you know, who has been a guest on this show in the past, you know, he's been a featured guest, and, you know, I mean, he's a good guy, you know, and he's someone I have a lot of respect for, you know. You know, there was a guy who on YouTube who made this ridiculous video, and, you know, he basically accused Big Figure J of being Conscious X. And, you know, I mean, Conscious X has been talked about a few times here on this podcast, you know, because he's that one guy who makes videos about celebrities playing two different roles, being two different people. And now he, you know, this person, I can't even remember his YouTube username or whatnot, but, you know, he made these untrue statements about Jay, and I was just like, dude, shut the fuck up. You know, just shut the fuck up, man. Because, no, Big Figure Jay is not Conscious X. He's not playing a different role or anything like that. It's all hot garbage. And, yeah, it's probably just someone who is trying to get clout, you know. But no, Big Figure Jay is not Conscious X. And with that being said, that'll conclude the podcast for this week, guys. Stay safe, you know, enjoy yourselves, and I'll be back with an all-new episode here soon. Peace.
Thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many more. Follow Cody on Instagram at @TheCodySpringer. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again soon.